I'm sitting here with fellow KBU reporter Sam Bowman. Sam, you just came back from Chapman Square. Why don't you tell us what you found?
I found a lot of things. 2 days since the rallies going on down there on Sunday, and it looked very calm. It looked very normal, just a usual summery Portland lunchtime. I was there looking for evidence of the police response, various projectiles and chemical munitions used as they were clearing protesters out of Chapman Square and then again out of Lonsdale Square. And most of what I found was in the 20 feet on either end of Main Street into Chapman and into Lonsdale Squares between 3rd and 4th Avenue.
The street that divides those two squares.
Yeah, with the moose statue. I found, first, most obvious was kind of, it looked like someone had just kind of gone along and swept off the sidewalk. It was pretty obvious there were powdery impact, like a, you know, like a snowball, and then pointing in the direction of Lonsdale Square, so from the police to the protesters, and south to north. And there were also a couple of cracked plastic, they looked, it's hard to say anything else that they looked like, but Pokeballs from Pokemon, you know, the red and white sides.
Plastic casings.
Yeah, very thin, hard enough that, you know, if I had just crushed it in my hand, it would have broken the skin, probably. And some of them had a powdery substance in them with a tart smell to it, but pretty faint. And then next to a little section of grass where there was a bunch of those, there was a little pile of white powder, which I sniffed gently and also had that same smell to it.
And then you also brought back to KBU, actually you found some rubber bullets there on the ground, which was something that the Portland police hadn't verified whether or not they had shot rubber bullets into the crowd of protesters, despite protesters testifying otherwise to local media outlets.
Yeah, local media and just on Facebook, there's a fair amount of pretty consistent reports. Our reporter Jasmine Moneymaker talked to a couple people on the spot who had been hit by something. They had welts rising. And so what I found was first in the middle of Main Street, there are just a couple sitting right in the middle of the road, either having rolled there or they had just been there since Sunday. And I grabbed a couple of those. I left most of what I found behind. There was also a guy from CNN I ran into, and he had found 5 or 6 little small ones about the size of, like, a little bit bigger than a ball bearing. As soon as he showed me those, I started looking in the cracks of the sidewalks and saw about 10 of them. And that was all on the Chapman side. On the Lonsdale side, I saw a few more of the bigger ones, which are about the size of a marble. A lot of those had the sort of powdery substance, and some of them fit into the plastic, broken plastic balls that I had found earlier. And so I'm not too sure if the plastic was sort of the delivery system for those. And some of the plastic balls also had a flat bottom and little, what looked like powder charges stuck into them. That could be what the powder was that I saw. And we'll have pictures on the website too.
And another thing that had been reported by Portland police was that supposedly that the protesters had been throwing bricks and that the bricks were being taken from a structure there in Chapman Square. And you had checked out the brick sighting to the structure. Can you tell us what you saw?
I saw 2 very complete brick bathroom structures. And they both, I walked around, looked at the base, looked at the tops. They both looked pretty solid. And I was there in between Antifa and the police, or I should say between the front line on Chapman. There were more than just Antifa there. And I did not see anything close to a brick being thrown, occasionally a water bottle or something like that. And of course, I wasn't there the whole time, but I definitely did not see any bricks get
thrown. Did you see, it sounded as though they were implying, the police were implying that bricks were being removed from the structures. Did you see any sort of removed, obvious signs of tampering on the buildings?
No. And I know that they were also mentioning they saw their pictures released by the PPB of protesters on the roof. I couldn't get up on the roof of them, obviously, right now. But, you know, you can see the roof and they are tiled roofs. There's no real brick access up there that I wouldn't have been able to see from the ground.
Anything else?
I found a couple what looked like, you know, impact or detonation craters from what may have been the flashbang grenades. We're still trying to figure out exactly what they were. I found what looks like the base of something. It could be flashbang. It may be tear gas canisters, though they say that they did not deploy tear gas either. But people were saying that they smelled and saw tear gas, and some were saying they felt it in their eyes and throat.
Since you were there on Sunday, were you there when the tear gas was deployed?
We were returning to Chapman and Lounsdale from the north, from the Pioneer Mall area. And as we were coming back, we heard the flashbangs go off, or the stun grenades. And that was very loud, very obvious. The police have more than admitted that they used those. Some people are saying that they were injured by them. That we didn't get close enough, really, in those initial moments to really see that. There was a acrid yellow smoke, and we assumed walking up that it was tear gas.
And the yellow smoke was coming from Main Street, or?
It was in Chapman. When we saw it, it was kind of behind protesters who were moving north into Lounsdale and into Main Street as the line of police was moving up, and line of Homeland Security police, I should say.
Well, thank you, Sam Bowman, for talking to us and for going down to Chapman and sharing with us what you found today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jenna.
For the Cable News, I'm Jenny Okuyama.